West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Georgia Department of Labor announcing on Thursday that both the Northwest Georgia and Three River Regional Commissions experienced growth in employment and labor force rates in March. The unemployment rate was unchanged for both regions, and initial unemployment claims were down slightly for both. Buchanan Police Chief David Ratner reminding residents to simply lock your vehicle doors when you walk away to deter potential thieves from accessing what's inside, and don't leave your guns inside your vehicle. This after a Buchanan man was believed to have stolen thousands of dollars worth of property from at least a dozen vehicles this week. Ratner says several leads were cultivated using social media, which led to an arrest, and the man is spending his birthday week in the Harrelson County Jail. According to Ratner, overnight Tuesday, a Buchanan police officer leaving the police station found a door was opened in his police vehicle. Nothing was inside, so nothing was stolen. Later that morning, Ratner says at least a dozen Buchanan residents had filed reports regarding vehicle break-ins, the majority of the reports coming from residents in the Holly Village apartments and surrounding neighborhoods. Several guns were taken along with miscellaneous items. It was later determined that the suspect had thrown rocks at vehicles and through windows of new homes as well. Surveillance video helped lead police to the suspect, identified as Cody Moat. Investigators found several of the stolen items at Moat's residence. West Georgia Technical College encouraging job seekers to polish up those resumes ahead of their Kickstart Your Career hiring event happening Wednesday, April 30th from 4 o'clock until 7 p.m. at the college's Carroll campus. This free event is open to the public and will bring together more than 25 employers actively hiring for part-time and full-time positions across a variety of industries, including healthcare, public safety, manufacturing, transportation, and more. Attendees will have the opportunity to meet directly with employers, ask questions, and potentially secure interviews. To view the full list of participating employers and learn more, visit the event page, westgatech.edu. The city of Villarica set to come alive with color, creativity, and local talent as the Art and Soul Festival returns this coming Saturday, 3 p.m. till 9 p.m. at the Mill Amphitheater in downtown. This free, family-friendly event celebrates the arts in all forms, bringing together local artists, musicians, and makers. The festival features live music performances, art demonstrations, and a variety of local artist vendors offering paintings, handmade jewelry, crafts, and other creative goods. Attendees can also enjoy face painting and interactive art experiences. And the city of Carrollton beginning a sister city relationship with the city of Spoleto, Italy. Officials say this represents a commitment to global partnership, cultural appreciation, academic collaboration, and economic enrichment for both communities. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.